AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Somebody will have a very Merry Christmas.
We have another life-changing jackpot for you. It's worth an estimated $1.817 billion.
And it will be life-changing for at least one person. A Powerball player in Arkansas has won the jackpot in Wednesday's Christmas Eve drawing, ending a three-month stretch without a top prize winner. The winning numbers, 4, 25, 31, 52, and 59, and the Powerball number, 19. It's the second largest jackpot in U.S. history. And if the winner takes a lump sum cash payment, they'll get $834.9 million before taxes. Audio courtesy of the Multi-State Lottery Association. I'm Donna Warder.
Rain from a powerful winter storm has swept across Southern California, but it has began to taper off. However, another storm is on the horizon with showers and possible thunderstorms. Forecasters say Southern California could see its wettest Christmas in years and are warning of flash flooding and mudslides. Pope Leo, during his Christmas Day homily, has remembered the people of Gaza exposed to harsh weather. He emphasized that the world's conflicts can only be silenced through dialogue. Leo led the Christmas Day Mass from St. Peter's Basilica. President Trump is in Mar-a-Lago, Florida for Christmas. On Christmas Eve, he talked with children about their holiday wishes, and he was in a jovial mood.
Will Santa ever get mad if we don't leave him out any cookies?
I think he won't get mad, but I think he'll be very disappointed. You know, he tends to be a little bit on the cherubic side. You know what cherubic means? A little on the heavy side. I think Santa would like some cookies.
This is AP News. A planned concert at the Kennedy Center was canceled. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains why.
The show's host, musician Chuck Redd, who has been presiding over the Kennedy Center's holiday jazz jam since 2006, says he called off the performance after the White House announced that President Donald Trump's name would be added to the facility. The building's facade now reads the Donald J. Trump and the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts. Scholars say the name change violates the law, which prohibits the board from making the center a memorial to anyone other than Kennedy. Historians say any changes would have to be approved by Congress. President Kennedy was assassinated in 1963. Congress passed a law the following year naming the center as a living memorial to Kennedy. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.